Hello, and welcome to your GCSE English Literature Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most powerful and emotionally charged plays on the GCSE syllabus, Blood Brothers by Willie Russell. Whether your exam is next week or next month, this episode is going to give you everything you need to walk into that hall feeling confident, prepared, and ready to analyze. So let's get started. Blood Brothers was written by Willie Russell and first performed in 1983. It tells the story of twin boys, Mickey and Edward, who are separated at birth when their mother, Mrs. Johnstone, gives one of them away to her employer, Mrs. Lyon. The boys grow up in completely different social environments, Mickey in a poor, working-class household in Liverpool, and Edward in a comfortable middle-class home. They become best friends, blood brothers, without knowing they are actually twins. The play ends in tragedy when both brothers are shot dead on stage. Now, the first thing examiners want to see is that you understand this is a play, not a novel. Russell uses dramatic devices, stage directions, music, the narrator, dramatic irony, and your analysis must engage with these. When you write about the play, always think, what would the audience see and hear? How does Russell use the form of theater to create meaning? Let's talk about the big themes. Social class is the engine of the entire play. Russell is making a political argument that where you are born and into which class determines your life chances. Mickey and Edward are biologically identical, same DNA, same mother, but their fates diverge entirely because of their social circumstances. Mickey ends up unemployed, depressed, and imprisoned. Edward goes to university, becomes a counselor, and thrives. Russell is asking, is this fair? Is this inevitable? The answer he gives is a devastating no, but also, tragically, yes, because the system is so entrenched. Key quotes for social class. Mrs. Johnstone sings, we could have been so close, could have been so good. The narrator asks the haunting question, is it the nature or the nurture or the way that you're bred? And Mickey, in his despair, says to Edward, I could never be like you. These are the moments where Russell's political message is at its sharpest. Fate and determinism is the second major theme. The narrator is Russell's most powerful dramatic device for this. He appears throughout the play, sometimes as a devil figure, sometimes as a Greek chorus, reminding the audience and the characters that the ending is inevitable. The prologue actually shows us the twins' deaths before the story begins. This is a crucial structural choice. Russell uses a cyclical structure. The play begins and ends with the same image of the twins lying dead. This tells us there is no escape. The tragedy is built in from the start. The narrator's lines are full of foreboding, and the recurring motif of superstition, Mrs. Johnstone's fear of new shoes on the table, Mrs. Lyon's exploiting this fear, shows how the working class are trapped not just by economics, but by belief and anxiety. Nature versus nurture is closely linked to both class and fate. Russell deliberately makes Mickey and Edward very similar in personality when they first meet as children. They are both curious, playful, and warm. The famous scene where they become blood brothers, pricking their fingers and swearing an oath, shows their natural bond. But as they grow, their environments shape them differently. Edward gains confidence, articulacy, and opportunity. Mickey loses hope, becomes withdrawn, and eventually turns to crime. Russell's point is that nurture, the environment, the opportunities, the education is what makes the difference. Not blood, not nature. Maternal love is explored through the contrasting figures of Mrs. Johnstone and Mrs. Lyon. Mrs. Johnstone loves her children deeply, but cannot provide for them. She is warm, generous, and ultimately sacrificial. She gives Edward away because she believes it will give him a better life. Mrs. Lyons, by contrast, has wealth and security, but is cold, controlling, and increasingly paranoid. Her love for Edward is possessive rather than nurturing. Russell uses these two women to critique a society that equates wealth with good parenting, and to show that love, not money, is what children truly need. Right, let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. The most common mistake candidates make is retelling the plot. Examiners do not give marks for telling them what happens. They give marks for analyzing how Russell creates meaning. So instead of writing Mickey gets depressed and takes drugs, write, Russell presents Mickey's psychological decline through increasingly fragmented dialogue, suggesting that the working class environment has stripped him of his sense of self. The second big mistake is feature spotting. This is when you say, Russell uses a metaphor here, and then stop. That earns you very few marks. You must always explain the effect. Ask yourself, what does this technique make the audience feel? What idea does it convey? What does it reveal about character, theme, or context? The third mistake is bolting on context. Context, the social, historical, and political background, must be woven into your analysis, not dropped in as a separate paragraph at the end. The 1980s setting is crucial. Thatcher's government, mass unemployment in Liverpool, the decline of manufacturing industries. These are not just background facts. They are the reason Mickey ends up unemployed and desperate. Link context directly to specific moments in the text. For extract-based questions, always spend 5 minutes annotating before you write. Look for language choices, structural features, stage directions, and dramatic devices. Then aim for a roughly equal split between the extract and the wider text. For a 30-mark essay question, plan for 5 minutes and write for around 40 minutes. Structure your response around themes or key moments, not chronologically through the plot. Each paragraph should make a clear analytical point, embed a quotation, analyze the technique and its effect, and link to context. Remember AO4, that's 4 marks for spelling, punctuation, and grammar? Write in accurate, varied sentences. Use literary terminology correctly. These marks are there for the taking. Okay, quickfire quiz time. I'll ask the question. Give you a moment to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the name of the twins' biological mother? That's right, Mrs. Johnstone. Question 2. What superstition does Mrs. Lyons use to control Mrs. Johnstone? Correct. She tells her that if the twins ever discover they are brothers, they will both die. Question 3. What does the narrator represent in the play? He represents fate, inevitability, and the voice of doom, a constant reminder that the tragedy cannot be avoided. Question 4. What is the significance of the locket? The locket is a symbol of Mrs. Johnston's love and the secret she carries. It connects her to the son she gave away and represents the bond that can never truly be broken. Question 5. What literary term describes the audience knowing something the characters do not? Dramatic irony, and it is central to the emotional power of the play. So, to summarize today's episode, Blood Brothers is a Marxist tragedy that uses the lives of twin brothers to critique social inequality in 1980s Britain. Russell's key dramatic devices, the narrator, the cyclical structure, dramatic irony, and the musical form, all work together to create a sense of tragic inevitability. The central themes of social class, fate, nature versus nurture, and maternal love are all interconnected, and the best exam responses will show how these themes reinforce each other. Remember, analyze Russell's methods, not just his characters. Integrate context into your analysis, embed your quotations fluently, and always keep the question in focus. You've got this. Good luck in your exam, and I'll see you in the next episode.